Crap.
Really?
I took a deep... And here we are.
That was hilarious. Right off the bat.
I took a deep breath, because I don't really take a deep breath before I start set talking, and I immediately clipped. And here we are. Another Waste of Podcast, show number 100.
100.
100.
I personally didn't think this show was ever going to happen.
It did, Dave.
It almost didn't happen tonight either, so I'm glad. I am your host, Dave, creator genius behind the program. And at my side, across the pond, across our pond, the great old Miss.
The great old Miss,
we have Adam. Adam, how you doing?
Doing well, doing well.
Fantastic. Nick, who would be the comic relief intern, is on assignment. It is his fiancée's birthday, I guess. So they're not here for us to sing her happy birthday. That's upsetting.
Yeah, it is, but, well...
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Erin can't be here as well because her boyfriend's family's in town, so she's spending the time with them. We were going to talk about Louisville, but she...
I guess we should talk about... She's getting pretty hot and heavy with her boyfriend.
Apparently. Huh? Got Louisville.
Mm-hmm. And family's in town, and she's taking off of important things to go and hang with them.
Absolutely. And on the celebrity couch, we have the ever crafty, ever beautiful, sexy hot...
Yes.
Sarah.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Hello.
Were you questioning that?
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Oh.
She's wearing a tank top today, folks.
Ooh, because it's so lovely outside, right?
It is.
It's kind of hot in her.
So
it
hot?
It was like 75, 76 degrees today here.
Oh, that's
it's
nice.
Gorgeous. I mean, a nice cool... I was leaving the gym on the way home, and I walked outside, and it's the first time I've been outside since the morning when I went to work, and it was fantastic.
We should move there.
You should. I mean... There's such nice weather here. There's a new store opened at the Galleria you could probably go work at.
Oh, yeah. One new store.
Yep.
I think I just rubbed jalapeno or lime juice into my eyeball.
Oh.
All right.
That's going to add fun and excitement to the show.
Feeling good.
Hi, baby.
Mill's eating some cookies.
Cookies.
She's enjoying the show already.
For sure.
So
they have McQueen on them.
Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen.
They're Lightning McQueen cookies.
Oh, so she does love them.
So yes.
Is that Adam? Can you say hi to Adam?
Say it into the microphone. Can you say it into the microphone?
And so it begins, the yelling at us for not talking in a microphone.
Nick.
Nick's not here.
Aww. It's Adam.
Adam. Can you say hi, Adam?
Hi, Millie.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Millie.
Do you remember Adam and Molly? Do you remember Molly?
Remember them?
Molly.
Oh, look at that. She can say Molly perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adam is difficult to say. Molly, easy.
Yes. Yes.
Molly.
No, she's going to keep saying that.
Do you remember Molly?
Molly.
Let's give a quick shout out to some of the kids who are joining us for our epic stunt spectacular show number 100. Producer Rob's in the room. Give it up for Rob.
What up, Rob?
Yo. All the way across the other pond, the Atlantic, we have Charlie's in the room. Up in the Great White North, we've got Lindsay, we've got Anastasia, and from Chi-Town, we have Jackie.
Look at that.
So we're all sorts of represented.
No, ma'am.
Uh-oh.
Standing on the rolling chair. Yeah,
don't stand on the rolling chair.
Oh.
Yeah, you can sit. Yeah, there you go, big girl. You have your own microphone now.
You can use Nick's microphone. Say something funny.
Do the milk challenge.
She could probably do the milk challenge. She drinks.
Yeah, I doubt it.
She drinks a ton of milk. It's ridiculous.
Yes, but not in an hour.
Milk. Millie, you want to drink a gallon of milk in 1 hour?
She just says the last word of every sentence.
Oh, I thought she said it works.
Millie, you want to drink a gallon of milk in 1 hour?
I will.
She will.
She'll you do better. It. Millie does not back down from a challenge.
It did say like she cookie. Sound like she said I will.
Oh, so long as she gets the cookies during it, she's all for the challenge. So yeah, it's been a couple weeks, Adam. And let me tell you some briefness about what I've been doing with my life.
Okay. Coughing.
Coughing. Well, it started off working 6 day work week during the beginning of the Easter holiday, and going into work at 5:30 in the morning. I'm not a morning person, so that would mean I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and get ready to go to work at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So that sucked a lot. One morning I was waking up, I was getting dressed and ready to go to work. I was in the bathroom, had my electric razor, I was shaving my face. Ooh.
You okay?
And all of a sudden, Sarah walks
off your face.
Sarah, close. Sarah walks into the room, scares the crap out of me because I don't know why she's up at 4:30 in the morning. And I go back to shaving my face with my electric razor, and I'm like, "Ow, this hurts!" I'm like, "I'm shaving off my goatee." I grew my goatee back, by the way.
I don't know okay, and now that. It's gone.
No. I just shaved one little teeny tiny part. Under my on the top of my chin, it grew back already, but I had shaved it, and it was the electric razor yanking hairs out of my face.
Ugh.
I'm like, God, this hurts! What? Like, I'm shaving my face.
Makes sense now.
This was a terrible idea. So, I saved myself, but it was bad working those mornings. And then, sometime that Saturday, all of a sudden I got this little tickle in the back of my throat, and I'm like, huh. This could turn into something. And by Sunday, I was sick. And Monday, I was sick in bed all day. And which is hard to do with a 2-year-old around.
Right.
And Tuesday, I was sick in bed all day. Once again, very hard to do. 2-year-old. Wednesday, back to work? No. I was sick again all day.
Really?
Yeah, I called in. I couldn't do it. I couldn't drag myself out. I was lightheaded. Well, not lightheaded. I was dizzy, and I was coughing, and my nose was running everywhere, and it was just not. It wasn't good. I'm like, I need to be sick. Thursday, I was still not well, but I thought I should go to work. Bad idea, because I was sick all day at work, and I took a bunch of medicine. I went to Walgreens before work, and I grabbed some severe cold and sinus medicines.
Right.
And all it did was make me really, really dizzy and really slow.
Slower than normal?
Slower than normal. So I'd be standing there staring out into my store, and someone would come up to me and say, "Hey, Dave, are you okay?" And then I would slowly turn and say, "What?"
No.
What? No, I'm fine. Like, do you want to go home? Like, no, I'm here. Because if I had just stayed home, I could have used an entire sick day. But going home early, I lose a half a day of pay.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I mean, I only get paid for the hours that I'm there.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So if I had come home early, I wouldn't have any sick time, so it would have been pointless. So I literally just dragged myself through the rest of my work day. I should have stayed home Thursday, so that meant I was still sick Friday.
So how many days have you used now?
I only used one sick day.
Okay.
But I've used a bunch of sick days on Millie for child care purposes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because babysitting and whatnot.
Yep.
Babysitting your own kid.
People do that to me at work all the time. They say, "Are you babysitting today?" Or it's when you get home, I'm like, "It's not babysitting, it's parenting."
Yeah, it's not really babysitting. You're watching your child.
Making sure she doesn't kill herself on the thing, right. The many
you're
things
hanging out.
The many things she could kill herself on in this house. So that was my time. Last week we couldn't do the show because I couldn't talk. So if the occasional coughing that I do now is annoying, just imagine that would have been for the entire hour and a half. Oh, and I had no voice. So it would have been this.
Perfect.
Nick, are you ready to do the milk challenge?
That would have been kind of cool.
And begin.
And here we are.
Harry Potter.
Look into my glass. But that didn't have to happen because I had to call it off. Though I probably should have called it off today because Aaron can't be here and Nick can't be here. But Adam, you're here.
I am here.
So we're going to have a nice subdued 100th show. So I canceled all the balloons because we were going to have a balloon drop in here at the end of the show. Yeah. I canceled the balloons.
Millie would have loved that.
Yeah. Sorry, Millie. We were going to have a mariachi band. I canceled them.
Oh.
No mariachi band. They took the piñata back with them. This is all for the show. Sarah, what else did we have for planned for the show?
Nothing.
Oh, that's right. Nothing. Well, we had a milk challenge that Nick had said he was going to do.
Yes.
Though
he
I don't
did say that.
Though I don't think his fiancée is going to let him.
What?
Because she seemed concerned for his health and well-being.
You think so? I mean, not that you think she was concerned.
She sounded concerned when they were here the other day.
Oh. Did she?
Nick was like, "No, there's no health risks in doing it." I'm like, "No, you're just going to be puking milk out of your nose. That's not a health risk. It's just disgusting."
Yeah.
So I had it all planned out. Nick was going to we were going to do the first 45 minutes of the show normally, and then we were going to have Nick start drinking the milk. And then he was going to take Sarah's computer into the other room, into the kitchen, to have the webcam on him. And he was going to drink the rest of it in front of the kitchen sink. Because that's where he was going to throw the rest of it up. But to no avail. Maybe next week. Maybe for the next generation.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Hopefully next week we'll have an interview. My good friend, actor, musician, Anthony. What the hell is Anthony's last name?
Burnetti.
Anthony Burnetti.
Yes.
Hey, out from Chicago. I'm going to get him on the show and do an interview with him. He's a fascinating cat, Adam. I think you'd like him.
Oh, good.
He ran away to... We did improv in college together. And he did theater in college for... Or not college. Theater in Chicago for a few years. And then packed up and moved to Germany for a girl.
Wow.
For a girl. And then they broke up, and he stayed in Germany for a bunch of years.
In Stuttgart.
He did a bunch of theater in Germany, and it was in a band, a touring band in Germany. Then came back to America. He also moved to Seattle at one point. And he was a fishmonger.
Really?
Yep, he worked on the Seattle fish market and threw fish at that famous place. So...
Oh, yeah, cool.
He's done some things, so we're going to talk to him hopefully next week. Also, we'll be interviewing sometime in the near future. My sister Rose has agreed for an interview, so...
Oh, good.
She's a fascinating cat. We've interviewed Rob, so we don't have to interview him again. And Adam, if you know anyone we should interview, let me know.
No, but we'll figure it out.
I want to interview touring comedian Josh Arnold. I think
touring comedian.
He's a touring comedian. Yeah, yeah. The Bob and Tom comedian, Josh Arnold. I would love to interview television.
Mort.
Yes, television star Mort. But I was never that close to him to begin with.
I heard that he was going to have a bigger role now that the second season is picked up.
What is it? Second season of what?
The Mindy Project.
Oh. He'll be on it more and more and more.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing. I don't know if that's true or not, but
he
they said they really like him. So,
well, he's been on the last few episodes. Of my favorite scene, he was in last week. God, I'm trying to figure.
Was that the pillow?
No, that was pretty funny though.
I haven't seen it. I've been trying to find it online, but I couldn't see it.
It's on Hulu.
On regular Hulu or the one you have to pay for?
It should be on regular Hulu, at least the last three episodes.
Does it not come up until a week afterwards?
Yeah, but the pillow one should be on there.
Oh.
But I don't exactly remember the scene that happens, but Mindy walks in and there's a whole big commotion and everyone's talking. And she goes into one of the doctor's office, and you just see Mort in the background. He turns, he's facing directly at the camera in the doorway, and he looks like he's about to say something, and then they slam the door. So that was my favorite Mort scene thus far. That besides him being carried out of the room. Mommy's got mousy. But the pillow was pretty funny. So if anybody is close to Mort, Sarah.
What?
If you're close to Mort.
Oh, to ask him to do an interview?
Yes.
Sure. On it.
Or we can ask Josh. We can probably interview our good friend Russ. But he probably
all the way from England.
He'd be sleepy tired. Yeah, Mousy. Oh, Mousy's talking to Bigfoot. Hey, how's it going? Hiya, Bigfoot. I wish I had segments prepared for today. Sarah's feverishly looking up things to talk about.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
Could be a short show, huh?
A short shit show.
I got a new tattoo.
What? Yep. Let's change the subject now. No, what did you get?
That's nice.
Did you get a needle?
I posted it on Facebook.
Did you get a needle sewing into your arm?
I did. Is that okay?
Hi. Sarah.
Hello.
He stole your tattoo.
I know.
Did you post it online? I don't remember seeing it.
I did.
Are we friends?
We should be.
I got
Molly's name tattooed on my wrist.
Yes, I saw that.
It hurt.
It looked painful. I mean, it's
yeah,
on your...
a lot of times I don't like to, you know, the other ones I have did not hurt near as much as this one did.
Is it just because it was on your wrist?
Yes. Like, it literally felt like he was just, like, had a razor blade and was just cutting me the entire time.
It's awful.
Yeah, it was rough.
Was it hard to sit still then?
No, I mean, it was like one of those things where you know that if you move, it's going to suck. So, like, I just sat there. The whole thing took 7 minutes.
Wow.
So, I mean, it didn't take long at all, but it was an excruciating 7 minutes.
It probably felt a lot longer than 7 minutes.
It, like, there was at one point, like, because, you know, I guess when you don't really think about it when they're doing it, but, like, the underside of your arms is a lot more sensitive because it's not as weathered as the top.
Yeah, weathered.
And then it's very thin on the bottom. So, like, I could see, like, my tendons and my veins and stuff like that. So, like, when he started going, like, the O is, like, right on this tendon. Mm. And so, like, I could just feel when he hit the O, like, I just put my head back on the chair and closed my eyes and was just sweating.
Did they warn you ahead of time, like, this hurts? This hurts.
Well,
right here.
This may be a bad idea.
Because I was like, I'm looking at getting it on my wrist, and I'm like, but I don't know. I go, does it hurt? You know, what's that? He's like, well, every tattoo hurts. Yep.
Like, is this going to make me cry?
He's in his head like, you're such a wimp.
Yeah.
So he didn't.
He's like, this guy's a pussy.
So he didn't say it all beforehand that this area is very sensitive and tender and may hurt a lot.
No. No, no, no. They won't tell you that. But now I know, so when you guys go to get them, I will tell you, just be prepared. You should get something very easy if you're getting it on your wrist, like a name.
I won't be getting anything on my wrist.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you have to hide it. Right?
I'd have, and I can't wear a watch right now at my current position, so I wouldn't be able to hide it.
Gotcha.
With a sweatband.
Okay, so then you're good. So, like, if you're going to get it on, like, your upper arm or something like that, then you'll be fine.
Yes.
That doesn't hurt near as
bad. I'm definitely not going to get Molly on my arm, though.
You shouldn't.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
A little awkward.
I'd be a little bummed. I'd be like, what?
Especially if we all got Molly on our arms.
That'd be funny.
Like, look, Molly.
She'd be like, you guys are weird.
Matt is in the room. Matt, how you doing? He says, show number 100, faux show.
You know, we should just make show 100 like a normal show, and then at 101 or something like that, 105, make him drink the milk.
Well, maybe 101 he'll drink the milk.
Yeah, And that could be like our big 100th episode.
I mean, I got this giant sack of confetti here.
Yeah. So don't throw it yet.
No. No. Well, I was going to hook it into the ceiling underneath the fan. So it was going to blow all the way around. But I guess we won't do that. Because it's the subdued episode. We're subdued 100. Or as I said on some place, we were going to have jovial conversation.
Jovial.
I brought our expectations way down. We're just jovial. Sarah. Sarah's reading Pinterest.
No, I'm looking up 100. You put me on the spot to look up themes for this show. That's right, Millie. The show.
Sarah, do you got themes for the show?
No.
Some for the show?
I found 100 thing challenge.
Sarah's got some themes for the show.
No, I don't. I don't.
You don't? No. The best I've got was able to find was things that happened 100 years ago.
What's 100 Montaditos? Montaditos. What's a Montaditos?
I don't know what that is.
You're going to have to start by translating that.
It's a restaurante. All right, never mind. We won't look at that.
You know what we should talk about is the fact that the Arrested Development's coming back.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes, in May, and I'm super stoked.
Yeah, and see, but the only problem with... I'm super stoked as well, because it's been so long for new Arrested Development. But they're releasing all, 7 episodes all at once?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no... I mean, you're going to blow your wad all at once.
I guess, but then they're going to make a movie.
Well, yeah, but then you have to wait for a movie.
Well, you, Dave, you could spread it all out if you wanted to.
I can't do that. I need to blow my load all at once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dave's that type of person that has to watch it all at once. He doesn't savor the shows.
I can't savor. I guess I can watch it again.
I guess.
I'm currently watching the old, remember Freaks and Geeks?
Yeah. I never watched that, though.
I only watched some of it. Sarah's watched it. There is the show that they made after that was called Undeclared. That's what I'm watching right now. And I blew through 6 episodes today.
Undeclared.
It's with what's it? The only person who's the only name that's in it is what's his name? The fat guy who got skinnier.
Jonas or Hill?
No, not that guy who was real fat. The other guy, the funny one.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
He got skinny.
Well, skinnier. He had to do the Green Hornet.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that?
I did.
That awful?
It was terrible.
You did see it?
I did see it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it only because I thought, oh, this is going to suck.
It did.
And it did.
April 8th. Is that the date today?
Yes.
April 8th, 1913. The 17th Amendment of the United States Constitution was passed, Adam.
Constitution.
All right. Which amendment was that? Afraid I'm a little not up on my times.
Dictating the direct election of senators.
Ah, yes.
How
can I have forgotten that one?
The boring one.
Yes. Do we know anything about what Arrested Development's going to be about?
I don't, but I... I'm trying to remember now because I felt like they said that it was going to... No, I don't remember.
I know that
it doesn't make sense.
I know that not everyone was going to be in it at the same time.
Yes, maybe that's what I remember.
Because they're all going to be like small featured episodes. Rob watched 15 seasons, 222 shows of South Park. That's
wow.
That's a lot. That is a lot of South Park. That's got to do something to your brain.
You can't be normal after that.
No. No.
I didn't even know South Park was still on.
Oh, yeah, it still is, yeah.
It's like wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you get into it, and you're like super into it, and then you kind of get out of it, and then you don't watch it anymore, and then other people are still watching it and talking about it, and like, what? That's still on? Wrestling's still going on? WrestleMania happened yesterday?
Yes, it did.
Who knew?
All right.
Good night, Charlie. Thanks for hanging in this long. Download. Did you pay attention to WrestleMania?
Did I? Yes. No. But The Rock's in it now, right?
I believe I read something about that. WrestleMania. Was it what WrestleMania number was it?
Yes. Seven?
No, I'm pretty sure it was more than that.
I don't know. It's got to be like 35 at least.
Well, let's see. WrestleMania 29 keeps coming up. Yeah, it was maybe WrestleMania 29. Yeah, WrestleMania 29 featured professional wrestling matches. Let's see. The Rock. It's apparently. At WrestleMania.
Yeah, oh, baby.
Is this
okay?
29? The Rock defeated John Cena in once in a lifetime event. On January,
what does that mean?
I have no idea. On January 27th, 2013, John Cena won the 2013 Royal Rumble match, making him a two-time Royal Rumble winner. And doing so, I already don't care. Where are the results? The results. The Miz defeated Wade Barrett.
Ah, good.
The Shield, which I guess is a wrestling tag team. A three-person tag team featuring Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. They defeated Sheamus, Randy Orton.
How come all they sound all like pornography names now?
I think that's the idea. They're all it's melding into each other. Sheamus,
gotcha.
Randy Orton, and Big Show. Let's see. Mark Henry defeated Ryback.
Mm.
Team Hell No, which features Kane and Daniel Bryan, defeated Dolph Ziggler. Wait a minute. And Big E Langston.
No, you're going to Nona's.
Fandango defeated Chris Jericho. Alberto Del Rio defeated Jack Swagger.
Ah, yes.
You're right, these all sound like porn names.
Right?
The Undertaker defeated CM Punk. Triple H defeated Brock Lesnar. And then John Cena defeated The Rock. What's that all about? I thought The Rock was supposed to be good.
Yeah, but I think they go back and forth.
Oh.
I'm surprised he's even doing wrestling. Like, he has a legitimate movie career.
He does.
Well, I mean, he was in G.I. Joe, so it must not be that legitimate.
G.I. Joe, which was made last year.
What?
Was it?
Yeah. That movie was supposed to come out last summer.
Why did they wait?
It got pushed back because it wasn't good, I think. And they wanted to punch it up a little bit.
Yeah, well, the first one was terrible.
Oh, the first one was miserable.
I'm so bummed.
I went to the theater and saw it and was disappointed.
Yeah. I tried to watch it on Netflix twice and fell asleep both times.
It's on Netflix?
Maybe
I'll try to watch it. Adam, the original WrestleMania. Do you know what the big fight was then?
Was that Mr. T?
That was March 31st, 1985. That was Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Roddy Piper and Paul Mr. Wonderful Orndorff. The second WrestleMania apparently took place in three different pavilions. Took place in Uniondale, New York.
A World's Fair?
I guess so. It happened on the same day, April 7th. Uniondale, New York, Rosemont, Illinois, and Los Angeles, California. The big fight there, Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy in a steel cage match.
Nice.
The next year, at the Pontiac Silverdome, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. That's when he body slammed Andre the Giant. And then I guess Hulk needed to take a break because the next year was Randy Savage versus Ted, the Million Dollar Man DiBiase.
Gotcha.
That was in a tournament for the final for the vacant there was no champion. I guess it was a tournament. And then the next WrestleMania was Randy Savage versus Hulk Hogan. And then the next one was Hulk Hogan versus the Ultimate Warrior. This is stupid. WrestleMania 5, 6, 7, Sergeant Slaughter versus Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm. Boy, what a real winner.
And there's where I start losing, knowing who people are. 92, I graduated high school. Hulk Hogan versus Sid Justice. 93, Yokozuna versus Hulk Hogan. 1994, Yokozuna versus Bret the Hitman Hart. And then the next year, it's 95, it's Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow. Would that be the football player, Lawrence Taylor?
Yes.
LT? Oh, interesting.
That's when he was retired and going bankrupt. And so he needed some money.
Some incoming cash. Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels in a 60-minute Iron Man match. And now I don't know who this person is. Psycho Sid versus The Undertaker in a no-disqualification match. Shawn Michaels versus Steve Austin. The Rock versus Steve Austin. That was in 99.
Nice.
2000, Triple H versus The Rock versus The Big Show versus Mick Foley in a Fatal 4 elimination match. April 1st, 2001, The Rock versus Steve Austin. 2002, Chris Jericho versus Triple H. 2003, Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar.
Oof.
Was that a good match?
I don't know, but they're both wrestlers.
Those grapplers?
Like real wrestlers.
Like grappling wrestling?
Greco-Roman.
Ooh. I'm sure that would have been an exciting match if they had both wrestled that way. And they just tied each other up for 45 minutes. So you got Triple H versus Chris Benoit. Then Triple H versus Batista. Then John Cena versus Triple H. John Cena versus Shawn Michaels. And then Edge versus The Undertaker. How old is The Undertaker?
He's pretty old.
Triple H versus Randy Orton. The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. The Miz versus John Cena. The Rock versus John Cena, and then The Rock versus John Cena. So I guess that's an annual thing now.
Everyone likes John Cena.
And The Rock versus John Cena. The Miz, is that the guy from The Real World?
Yep.
That's crazy. And he wears underpants.
Most people wear underpants, Dave.
He just wears the Speedo tights.
Oh, I see what you're saying. His wrestling attire is underpants.
I would wear the Andre the Giant outfit if I were wrestling.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
The one shoulder leotard. All right. That was exciting.
I have a list of 100 things to do before you die.
Let's do it.
And you can, it's a quiz, so we can check off and see how well we're doing. How many of these we have achieved.
Do you need to write any of this down? Or?
No, I think I can just click these buttons, I think.
Okay.
All right.
100 things you should do before you die. Everyone, get out your pens and papers and score at home. This is very important to all of our lives.
Okay, hold on a second.
Do you guys want to?
Let me pull up my Microsoft Word.
I think we should do it combined. Like, I'll check off if one of us has done it, we can check it off the list. And we can see how all together... Another Waste of a Podcast is doing...
Good idea.
Sarah,
good idea.
You are a genius. I'm gonna.
If we're living life well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. First...
Here we have... What is this called again?
100 Things to Do Before You Die. 100
Things to Do Before You Die.
100 Things to Do Before You Die. 100 Things to Do Before You Die. Okay. Go.
Number one. Attend at least one major sporting event, like the Super Bowl, the Olympics, the U.S. Open.
Damn it. Nope. I did go to a PGA tournament.
I went to a golf event. Hi, Millie. I went to a PGA tournament in Chicago.
All right, should we count that?
I don't. It's not like the big thing. It wasn't like the Masters or anything. I would say no.
Yeah, I would say no as well.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry, Mill.
Throw a huge party and invite every one of your friends.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that for my 16th birthday.
I haven't. I don't have any friends. Sarah, you have a funny story about that.
Okay, so that's what I wanted for my birthday was a huge party. So my best friend and I at the time decided to talk. We weren't even really friends with him, but to talk to the most popular guys in the high school to tell them that we wanted to throw this huge party. And her dad was a doctor, had this huge house, and like he said he wouldn't be at home during all of this. And so we ended up like, I want to say most of the high school showed up and plus some, and we got a keg. And at one point, I think the police show up and everybody is like, it gets really silent of these like, there had to have been over 100 people in this house.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And, gets really quiet. And then, so the police just say, all right, everybody's got to go. And, so then after the police leave, everybody just scatters and we see the guy, there's a guy running down the hill with our keg. So I think we charged people to come into this thing. And so that was where all our money went to pay for the keg that was stolen.
That was stolen. Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah.
Like out of a movie, the guy's running down the street with a keg over his head.
It was like one of those movies where it just gets out of control. It was for my 16th birthday.
Matt in the chat room has been to the French Open.
That counts.
That does count,
Are
Matt.
We counting? Okay, so we're counting our
listeners.
I don't
know that that counts for us.
No, that doesn't count for us.
Okay.
Totally counts for him.
Number 3, swim with a dolphin.
Oh, nope. God damn it. I was so close. I pet a dolphin.
So no? You haven't done that either?
I haven't, no.
Damn it.
I saw a dolphin.
I shook hands with a dolphin.
You know, it count? We stayed at Dolphin Island in Florida, and they were swimming in the bay that we were swimming in, or in the Gulf of Mexico that we were swimming in.
I was next to a dolphin nursery.
That doesn't count. You weren't in the water at all.
It wouldn't let me.
All right, so no?
No.
No, you okay?
Man, we're terrible.
All right, number 4, skydive.
Nope.
No.
No.
Number 5, have your portrait painted.
No, but I want to now so badly.
I've painted Sarah's portrait out of Titanic.
My portrait.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean by portrait painted?
I don't. Like, all it says is portrait.
Like one of those people at the mall painting your portraits.
Where did she go?
I doubt it. I don't think that.
Not a caricature.
Damn it! All right.
All right. So no.
No.
Number 6: learn to speak a foreign language and make sure you use it.
I used to for a long time. I would speak Spanish with people.
Yeah.
Tony R. E. Refuse.
I mean, we got through Spain on my Spanish that I speak.
So let's put a yes for that.
All right.
Good job, Sarah.
Avez-vous le soin de quarters?
Shut up, Nate. Moving on.
Number 7, go skinny dipping at midnight.
Oh, damn it.
In the south of France.
What?
That's just horseshit.
That's bullshit. Sorry, Millie. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I went skinny dipping in the middle of the afternoon in whatever dirty river that was.
I don't know what that is.
God damn it.
All right.
I lived that day.
You're such a nerd. Number 8. Watch the launch of the space shuttle.
Yes.
Yes. I've seen it twice.
I didn't, so good for you guys.
We saw it at a great distance. We have photos.
All right. I think Miliana is underneath this couch somehow.
She is underneath. I can see her foot.
Number 9, spend a whole day eating junk food without feeling guilty.
Yep.
Yeah, that's every day.
I know.
Oh, I've done that.
That's every day.
Number 10, be an extra in a film.
Yep.
All right.
What movies were you extras in, Adam?
The Black Hole. That's the only one I've ever been in.
That was a major motion picture?
Well, it was on...
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi, yeah.
Still haven't seen that movie.
Don't. Like, literally, it is awful.
Is it on Netflix?
I'd be really surprised if it was.
I'll have to find it. I'm sure I've got all these terrible channels on my box. I'm sure it's on one of them somewhere. All right, Sarah.
All right, number 11. Tell someone the story of your life, sparing no details.
Wow, I have never done that, but I will.
I feel like I
know.
I feel like I do
want
that.
To so badly now.
I feel like I do that on a daily basis.
Like, literally just telling them everything.
I usually give people small anecdotes of my life. I don't give them the entire story.
Well, doesn't everybody do
so that? So basically you have to sit
good
down.
Good job, Dave.
Shut it. So basically you have to
isn't
sit down.
Having a conversation.
You have to sit down at a bar and go, let me tell you, I've had a rough one. I was born in Evanston back in 1974. It was cold November.
It was a really cold November.
My parents brought me home to their second floor apartment.
Sparing no detail.
God.
All right. Are we ready? Number 12. Make love on a forest floor.
Nope.
On a forest floor.
Yeah, count? You guys know what a forest is.
Does a tent count as forest floor?
No. Because you made love on the tent floor.
I'm going further back, and I still didn't do it on the forest floor.
Mm.
No.
All right, no?
No.
Make love on a train.
Make love on a train.
I don't know that I've ever been on a train.
Well, I was on the CTA once. Or on the L train. No.
Ew, you've been on the L train?
Hey, but you know what?
Aaron did it.
Has.
Yes. No, that counts.
So that totally counts for us.
Yay. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
And thank you, Aaron. For
thanks, Aaron.
For being a salute.
Wow.
Nice.
It's a good thing she didn't bring her family
Aaron.
Tonight.
I'm just kidding.
It's a good thing she didn't bring her family.
Right, she and her in-laws are listening to the show live. Hey. Well,
it could be. We have one guest in the room, unless that's Sarah.
Oh, that may be me.
Yep, that's
sorry.
You.
All right. Number 14. We're only on 14.
Way to go, Adam, by the way.
Oh, my God. We need to stop talking. It's going to take us a day and a half.
Learn to rollerblade.
Yep.
I've never rollerbladed.
Adam, that's funny.
Thank you.
Yep,
Adam.
I'm in.
You know, Adam, that was that back in the day that you didn't roller skate. You only rollerbladed.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Number 15, own a room with a view.
Own one? No.
Yeah.
I've
been to my parents' lake house.
Own. Damn it.
I can see out our bedroom window.
Our view is
right.
Our view is our neighbor's house.
It didn't
house.
Say what kind of view.
Yeah.
Our view is our
but
neighbor's
you certainly
pool.
We have a view.
Our room at Timberlake.
But we didn't own it.
Oh, that's right. We only
and if our neighbors were hotter, then it would be a window with a view. But they're not.
Oh, I'm like, what are you talking about? Number 16, brew your
Oops,
own beer.
Hold on a second.
I have not done that.
Hold on a second.
What?
We've lost our connection.
Oh, for God's sakes.
We lost our connection.
No one can hear us?
Something happened. Reconnecting. This is reconnecting in 15 seconds. Sam, we're back on. We're back on, everybody. Hopefully you're all still there. Hopefully we didn't miss anything. We don't have a room. No one has a room with a view.
And we haven't brewed our own beer.
And none of us have brewed our own beer. Wonder how long we were off. Long enough to lose somebody.
what?
So... We lost a listener. That's how long we were off.
Oh. Learn how to take a compliment.
I'm trying. I think I'm getting better at that.
I think I'm good at taking a compliment.
Dave, you have handsome hair.
Thank you very much, Adam.
You're welcome.
And you have a very nice tattoo on your arm.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I think that's we can mark that as correct.
All right.
And Sarah, you are very, very pretty.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, number 18.
18.
Buy a round-the-world air ticket And a rucksack.
And a rucksack, Adam.
And run away. So it doesn't count unless you bought that rucksack.
Unless you bought a rucksack.
That's the second time rucksack has been used on this show.
Yeah. It should be used more. I should purchase a rucksack. That's for sure.
Yep.
An around the world ticket. I'm looking that up right now.
Can you even buy an around the world ticket?
You can buy an around the world ticket.
Can you buy a rucksack?
Please select your country and language. United States English.
All right, I'll keep going while you're doing that.
Yeah, keep going, keep going.
Around the world, there's an around the world award. If you are ready to redeem your miles, oh, I guess.
Okay, Dave, we're not ready. Come on.
You know how many miles for economy class?
Seven.
You need 180,000 miles in order to do, you know, travel miles in order to purchase this ticket.
It's a lot of Starbucks. All right. Ready?
Yes, keep going.
19, grow a beard and leave it for at least a month.
Yep.
I've never had a beard for a month. I had the goatee.
I've had a beard, so we can put yes, Dave.
I guess I had a beard the entire time Millie was born, and that month I was off work. So yes, two yeses.
Give your mother a dozen red roses and tell her you love her.
I have not done that.
No.
Are you here?
No.
Hi, baby.
21. Be a member of the audience in a TV show.
No.
An audience in a TV show?
Have we done that?
Sarah, weren't you kind of in the audience of Ellen?
Maybe. I guess so. Does that count? It was the taping of it. They were taping it.
Yeah, that's a TV show.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, cool.
A listener, Anastasia, says she was a travel agent and put a round-the-world ticket together for $3,000.
That doesn't seem like that much.
So there you go.
Doesn't seem terrible.
So let's start saving. Another Wasted Podcast travels around the world.
That's right.
No. All right, 22. Put your name down to be a passenger on the first tourist shuttle to the moon.
No.
I can put my name down. I can't afford it.
I know, right? Where is that list, I'd like to know?
What's it called? First tourist
shuttle to the moon.
All right, I'll look it up.
23. Send a message in a bottle.
Message in a bottle.
I feel like I did.
I know I did, too. I was trying to think back if I did or not, for sure.
I don't think I have put a message in a bottle.
I think I did whenever we lived in San Diego, whenever I was a kid. You got the mousey? You got it? Heave-ho. All right. Are we going to say yes or no to that? Well, I guess we'll say no because I don't remember for sure.
Yeah, we'll say no.
24, ride a camel into the desert.
Nope.
Man, I kind of want to, but I don't think I can stand the smell.
Oh, God, that would be so awful.
I don't think I can stand the smell of the desert or the camels.
I was going to say.
Or the desert people.
I love how this is on here. Number 25, get to know your neighbors.
Yes.
Nope. Sarah tried to get her neighbor the other day.
I know. I've actually talked to her a couple of times. And this last time I ran into her, whenever Millie and I were taking a walk, she goes, we were kind of chit-chatting, and she goes, oh, do you live around here? I'm like, oh, my God, lady. How many times do I have to talk to you before you remember me? All right, number 26, plant a tree.
I'm positive I've done that.
I have. I planted a whole bunch of trees at Forest Park.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Number 27, learn to say yes when you really mean no.
What?
Learn to say yes when you mean no. Sarah does that, so yes.
Yeah, I guess I do that.
I'm sure I've done it many times.
Yes, Millie. Write a fan letter to your all-time favorite hero or heroine.
Yep.
Do you have to mail that fan letter?
It doesn't say.
Because I've written a few, and I've gotten to the end and go, this is terrible, and thrown them out.
I've already done it, so you can put a yes.
Well, now you have to tell us who.
I feel like I did it to Daffy Duck.
Okay.
And I also did it to At the time, I was enjoying football. I liked the Kansas City Chiefs, and I wrote to the Kansas City Chiefs.
I wrote a letter to Ronald Reagan.
Did you?
That's nice.
I had to back in school.
I think I wrote.
I got an autographed picture from Daffy Duck.
I don't know.
It was awesome.
That's we're gonna have to talk about that.
Okay.
Daffy Duck's cartoon character.
I know, Dave.
All right. Do you still have that picture?
I think somewhere.
You need to frame that.
Probably.
Put it up on your wall.
Yeah. By all the cat posters.
And show it off to people. Check it out. Autographed Daffy Duck.
I know you're jealous. Okay, next.
Here we go.
Visit the Senate and the House of Representatives to see how Congress really works.
Nope.
I want to bad.
I've visited there, but...
Was it in session?
No. Yeah. No. Are you allowed to go whenever it's in session?
I have no idea.
I would doubt it, but yeah, maybe he can.
Well, did you learn how it worked?
I did. It was like an eighth grade trip.
Well,
so.
Then yes, then you did.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you did.
Woo! Learn to ballroom dance properly.
Nope.
I don't, but I really want to learn how to ballroom dance. I've waltzed and stuff like that, but not like gone and taken a ballroom dancing class.
We learned how to swing dance from a DVD.
I don't think
did
that's
you?
Part yep. of the properly.
Yeah.
We knew enough to dance at our wedding.
30, you ate it. It's in your tummy. 31.
We are smoking now.
Eat jellied eels from a stall in London.
Nope.
Jellied eels from a stall.
Dang, too bad Charlie's not here. So.
Charlie is not on the line.
I could ask her about that nonsense.
Jellied eels. Someone write that down.
Fall deeply in love, helplessly and unconditionally.
No.
Yep. Hilarious, Dave.
Adam, can I tell you some things that Sarah has said to me in the past week?
Sure.
First, I was reading one of Millie's books, and it was about Walt Disney. And it was really interesting, and Sarah looks at me and she goes, "What are you doing, a fifth grade book report?"
No, what it
she
was
loves you.
Is I was in bed already, and he had it in his hand with his like finger in it, you know, to mark the
right
spot. And he's like, "I got to finish reading this."
She also said, "Oh, well, God, what?" We were talking about topics for the show, and one of the for what we haven't done yet, which was something you'd like to relive over in your life, like an event in your life you'd like to relive over, and she said something like, "Oh, going to this concert," and I go, "Our wedding day."
Wah, wah.
There, I'll leave it at that, Sarah.
Okay,
he was not being serious.
I was. I would love to relive that over. It was a fantastic day.
All right, number 34. Ride the Trans-Siberian Express across Asia.
Nope.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Number 35. Sit on a jury.
I've ridden the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I have not sit on the jury yet, but I want to so badly.
I haven't either.
I have not even been. I have not yet been either.
I know. I'm kind of interested in it now, but... Number 36, write the novel you know you have inside you.
I haven't done that.
No.
I wrote a screenplay.
God, I don't think I could write a novel.
There's too many words. I try all the time. I sit down and start writing, and it's like, I don't really know proper grammar. How are books written? And then I give up.
I quit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 37, go to Walden Pond and read Thoreau.
I'd like to.
And read Thoreau.
And piss in it.
While drifting in a canoe. That's stupid.
Gay.
Lame. That actually would be kind of nice, though.
Not with me.
Number 38, stay out all night dancing and go to work the next day without having gone home just once.
I can say some of the people who were in the room have done that.
I have done that. Not necessarily dancing, but I've gone out all night.
And gone to
and
work
then
the next
rolled
day.
Right into work.
I've never done that.
Oh, baby.
I'm lame.
Ugh, it's not fun.
It's not fun.
Drink beer at Oktoberfest in Munich.
Nope, but I'd like to.
I'd like to, too, when we go on the world tour.
Be someone's mentor.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I've been mentors before at work. Never good, but...
Never.
Anastasia, thank you for hanging around, and thank you for pitching in your travel agent's knowledge. Have a good night. Don't forget to download.
All right.
Another Waste of Podcast, show number 100.
Number 41, shower in a waterfall.
Nope.
I don't think so.
No.
Unless you count Schweitzer Falls. From the Jungle Cruise.
Oh.
Nope.
Number 42, ask for a raise.
I think I have. I may have. It's been a long time. I haven't worked for a company that does that. You know, they only work for companies now that do annual raises.
Learn to play a musical instrument with some degree of skill.
Check and mate. Some degree of skill right here.
Number 44. Teach someone illiterate to read.
We're working on it.
If you teach Millie to read.
Exactly.
At least in some way. I've taught Molly how to read some stuff.
Your prescription bottles?
Yeah. How to read Bud Light versus Budweiser.
Now go back
get
to the
Daddy
fridge.
A Bud Light.
Go back to the fridge and get me a Bud Light. Daddy's watching his figure.
That's right.
All right, number 45. Be one of the first to take a flight on the new Airbus A380.
Nope.
I don't think anybody is. Isn't that the plane that's grounded right now?
I think so, yeah. All right, number 46. Spend a night in a haunted house by yourself.
Nope.
No.
Does that count in my dad's old house?
Not by yourself. Were you ever there by yourself?
I'm sure I was there by myself. I had to have been. I lived there.
All right. Well, then if you think you were there by yourself.
Yep, you're in.
Like your parents weren't there.
I'm pretty positive.
Austin wasn't there.
I'm sure.
Cody was not there.
It's making me scared just thinking about it.
Ooh.
Number 47. Write down your personal mission statement, follow it, and revise it from time to time.
I'd kick my ass if I did that.
I wrote a mission statement for a theater society and almost got kicked my ass kicked for that. I wrote a mission statement once for a class, but I don't think I've ever revised it. It was just like, be kick-ass.
I wrote a mission statement for Pretty Fun. Does that count?
Is that your personal?
I haven't revised it, though.
Quick, change a word and it's been revised.
Why would you revise it if it's your mission statement?
Maybe if you've achieved that particular part of the mission.
I don't know. Kind of defeats the purpose of a mission statement.
Let's say you want to, I'm going to strive to do this and meet these goals, and all of a sudden you become even bigger than you were, and like, I need to meet more goals.
I guess so. All right. 48. See a lunar eclipse. I see you, big girl.
You're not supposed to look at those, right? Or is that solar eclipses?
You can't look at the solar eclipse. I'm pretty sure I've seen a lunar eclipse. I don't remember, though. So I guess if it's not memorable. Number 49. Spend New Year's Eve in an exotic location.
Disney World count as an exotic location?
I would count it.
Does St. Louis count as an exotic location?
Downtown St. Louis.
Downtown St. Louis? Terrifying.
It's not terrifying.
Or where were we for the fake World's Fair?
That was St. Louis Forest Park.
We were in Forest Park, does that count as an exotic location?
That was crazy.
We were up to our knees in mud.
Yeah. They kept playing, hey, la, like over and over
again. Over and over again. And then when they stopped it at one point in the middle of the song and people went, boo.
Hey,
yay!
Number 50, get passionate about a cause and spend time helping it instead of just thinking about it.
I'm passionate about another waste of a podcast.
Passionate about a car, did you say?
Cause.
Oh. Yes, I've done that.
I was going to say, didn't you raise money for...
I did. My team raised like $22,000 for breast cancer research.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, Juliana's doing the limbo over here. Number 51, experience weightlessness.
No.
No.
Number 52, sing a great song in front of an audience.
Yes.
Asks. Oh, sorry.
You check those off, yes?
Yeah. All
right.
Number 53, you did it. You are a big girl.
Limbo. We're just watching her limboing. Lindsay spent New Year's at Epcot.
Woo! Oh, that is an that is an awful place.
Is it really?
It's so crowded.
Oh, it's awful crowded. Like, awful.
Body to body.
Yeah, I will never...
Oh, God, really?
We weren't even there at midnight.
It was 8 o'clock. It was 8 o'clock, and they were doing fireworks, and we were body to body. We couldn't move. Miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not have been enjoying that at all.
But it's exotic. I was in Canada New Year's at Epcot.
All right, number 53. Ask someone you've only just met to go on a date.
I have never done that.
Does this count if it's someone I had met years before, but didn't remember them while I was talking to them and then asked them out?
Doesn't matter. You met them already.
We never went out anyway, so I
it doesn't matter. The question was just to ask them, but I don't think it counts.
No, thanks a lot.
At least you're being honest. Number 54, drive across America from coast to coast.
Nope.
No, but I want to.
Me too.
I've done it.
You have?
Uh-huh.
All right, good. Mark that down.
Number 55, make a complete and utter fool of yourself.
Check.
Yep. See, I think we've all
check
done
and
that.
Meet.
And correct.
You did it.
Good job, Millie.
I'm looking, Millie. I'm looking.
Number 56. Own one very expensive but absolutely wonderful business suit.
Do what now? Say that again.
Own one very expensive but absolutely wonderful business suit.
No.
No. Lindsay in the chat room has driven north and south and back.
Number 57. Write your will.
No.
I know. Isn't that awful?
That was like a serious one. I don't like that.
I know. No, thanks for bringing
that
us down.
That is something I really do have to do.
In this room, I'm being buried with. That's all I'm telling you right now.
No, don't worry, Dave. We know.
Mausoleum.
Don't throw away my Robotech posters.
Also, I'm going to be cremated, but I want everything else in my casket not to be cremated.
Oh, good idea.
So I want all of everything to be intact, but I want to be cremated, but I want no one else to have my stuff.
Such a dork.
Except for the dirt.
Number 58, sleep under the stars. I've done that.
I have.
Sure.
Number 59, take a ride on the highest roller coaster in the country.
I took a ride on what used to be the highest.
That counts. We'll count that.
That counts.
Okay. I'm sure when this list was made, it was. Number 60, learn how to complain effectively and do it.
How to complain?
I guess so. I guess it's just complaining and getting results. I don't know.
I don't get results from my complaints. I get people mad at me.
I think I've complained effectively to my boss now.
You've complained effectively to me.
That's true. True that. Number 61, go wild in Rio during Carnival.
Carnival! Nope. If I was ever going to, I would call my friend Priscilla and say, all right, Priscilla, let's go.
We're doing this.
We're doing this. You get your Portuguese on.
I'd be scared to go with her. She's a wild and crazy lady.
She's a little wild and crazy, but I mean, that's what you're going to Carnival for.
I know, but she'd make you do wild and crazy stuff. Number 62, spend a whole day reading a great novel. I've done that before.
Does Harry Potter count?
Yep.
Then yes.
Okay. Number 63, forgive your parents.
What?
Forgive your parents. Next.
I mean, that's a certain yes. But I don't know what I would, like, forgive them for. You know what I mean? That seems...
You know, your teenage youth years, you blame them for everything.
Yeah.
You didn't, because you had a perfect teenage time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Dave.
I think I've forgiven my dad.
Have you?
Yes.
That's good.
I'll put a check on that.
Mm. Yeah, put a check there for sure.
All right, number 64. For sure.
That was deep.
Learn to juggle with three balls.
I did.
I still can't. I'm at the Genie Circus every day. I cannot freaking juggle. Thank you, Adam, for learning how to juggle for the team.
You're welcome.
All right, number 65, drive the Autobahn.
Autobahn. We should, every time we have a guest, we should ask them all these questions.
Jesus.
Anthony, number 63. Have you driven the Autobahn?
He's probably driven the Autobahn.
He probably has done more than these things in our list.
Number 66, find a job you love. I think I have.
I found a job I love. They won't hire me.
Yeah, I haven't yet.
I pretty much love my job right now.
Well done.
67, spend Christmas on the beach drinking piña coladas.
No, not piña coladas, but I'd like to spend Christmas somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like in an exotic locale.
Yeah.
We can do that easily.
I know, we should do
that.
Yeah,
you could totally do that.
We should do that sometime.
Even if it's Blizzard Beach. Does that count?
Yep. That'd be awesome. Well, we get close. We go to Typhoon, or the mini golf place.
That's true.
There you go.
All right, number 68, overcome your fear of failure.
Nope.
Yeah, good luck.
I hope this has like a time limit on it, and once I hit like hit submit, it's going to be like, you timed out.
Lindsay Beck, the listener, she's participating here. She loved her job, but then she got shipped back to her own country.
Aww.
Oh, that sucks.
69.
Sweet.
Raft through the Grand Canyon.
Raft through the Grand Canyon. Nope. I visited the Grand Canyon.
I've rafted down the Colorado River.
Oh.
Like at right by Hoover Dam.
Anywhere near the Grand Canyon?
I don't think so, but we should count some of it.
I don't think we can do a half a check mark. Next.
Number 70. Donate money and put your name on something. A college scholarship, a bench park. Like, for example, a college scholarship or a bench in the park.
Yes, I've done that.
You've
done that, Adam?
I've donated money to things?
No, but you got to put your name on something. Like the Adam Grun scholarship
fund. Every time I go to like McDonald's or something, and they ask me what I like to sign when those March of Dimes starts. I do that.
Would you like to put your name on a shamrock?
Yep, and I did. That counts.
We've done that.
All right, we're going to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally counts. We gave money and put our names on something.
Yeah.
Number 71, buy your own house and then spend time making it into exactly what you want. We're still in the process.
Yeah, we're processing on that.
I would say yes for you guys. I mean, like, I've done lots of stuff to houses, but never made it like exactly what I wanted.
I have yet to put Stonehenge in our backyard. So, or a fence.
Number 72, grow a garden.
No.
No.
I did whenever I was younger. I had a little garden with peppers in it.
That counts.
73, spend 3 months getting your body into optimum shape.
Is the optimum shape round?
I have done that, yes.
Adam's done that. He ran a marathon.
But that wasn't when I got my body into optimum shape. It was prior to that, and then I let myself get out of optimum shape when I was running my marathon.
Adam, did you hear they added another race?
Yes.
To the
called the Dopey Challenge,
the
right?
The Dopey Challenge.
Yep.
So now it's like a 5K.
You run the 5K, the 10K, the half marathon, and the full marathon.
You should do that.
No.
Sarah, continue.
Drive a convertible with the top down and music blaring.
Yep.
No. Man, my life sucks.
But it's going to look great with all our combined check marks.
I have like nothing on there has been yes for me. Depressed.
Here you go, Dave. Accept yourself for who you are.
No.
Yes.
I'm nobody else will accept me for who I am.
Number 76. Learn to use a microphone and give a speech in public.
Yes. Yep. My fellow Americans.
Scuba dive off Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
No.
That would be awesome.
I would like to.
78. Go up in a hot air balloon.
Nope.
Attend one really huge rock concert.
Matters what you consider.
I would say yes. Like, I went and saw Jimmy Buffett, and it was really big.
I've seen Def Leppard.
Yeah, let's count that.
The Rosemont Horizon. I've seen Iron Maiden. I've seen... But Adam, you've been to, like Point Fest, right?
No.
No?
No.
Sarah,
you've never been to Point Fest? I went to a couple of those.
There you go. Sarah counts it.
And Sarah, you've seen Pearl Jam and Nirvana.
Yeah.
In the same show.
All right. Kiss someone you've just met on a blind date.
Nope.
No, I've never been on a blind date.
Neither.
The next one's funny. It just says be able to handle, and then it says your tax forms, Jehovah's Witnesses, your banker, telephone solicitors.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, 82. Where's the kitty?
Kitty.
Give to a charity anonymously.
Yes.
No, I always make them write my name on the shamrock.
Oh, there's been times though that I've not written my name on the shamrock, but I've given money.
No, Lindsay, I don't think any of us have been up in the Characters in Flight balloon.
Are you kidding? That thing looks terrifying. Terrifying.
Terrifying. Next.
83. Lose more money than you can afford at roulette in Vegas.
What matters?
I didn't at roulette, but I did it other. Things.
It matters what you mean, more money than you can afford. Like, I never walked away going, oh God, I can't pay a bill. I've walked away going, crap, I'm done for the night. Like, I was telling someone the story about our honeymoon when we went to the roulette table, and I said, I guarantee you, with this $20, we can play all night. 5 minutes later, we were done. Oops.
Is that a yes or no? Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes. Everyone's yes.
84, let someone feed you peeled seedless grapes.
Nope, but I will do that now.
Let me check that off later.
Nope.
I'm not against it.
85.
Right, me either.
85. Kiss the Blarney Stone and develop the gift of gab.
Nope.
9.
Fart in a crowded space.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't check it off.
Yeah, please.
make sure you get that one.
make love on the kitchen floor.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
No. We tried to do it on the kitchen counter, and we broke a beer bottle.
Jeez.
All over the kitchen floor, and that was the end of that. There we were, naked, sweeping up glass.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Go deep sea fishing and eat your catch.
No.
Nope.
Create your own website.
Yes.
No.
I created the website for Improv Artists at Work.
That's right.
It's not a sticker. It's a CD.
And I liked it.
And then Joe and Mikey go fishing.
Well, that was on there, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Good times. Right,
number 90. Visit the Holy Land.
Nope.
You mean down here in Orlando?
No, the adventure, Holy Land experience? The Adventure Land.
Holy Land experience? Where you see Jesus out back smoking?
We've never been there either, though.
No. Damn it.
91. This one's weird. Make yourself spend a half a day at a concentration camp and swear never to forget.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I have not done that.
Some jobs have felt it, but no.
Run to the top of the Statue of Liberty. Can you even go to the top? Can you go to the top now?
I don't think you can anymore.
Gotta bust through.
Create your family tree.
No.
No, my dad has.
Oh, I did a long time, when I was a child.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I did too. You're right, Adam. We've done that. As if we were part of the same tree.
catch a ball in the stands of a Major League Baseball stadium.
No.
No.
Make a hole in one? Does that count in mini
golf? In miniature golf, I have.
It does not count.
It does not say. It does not say.
No.
In a...
All right, Kim Jong.
Ski a double black diamond run.
Nope.
Oh my god. I may have tried to once, and Rob, if he's still in the room, I don't remember that he did get me on a expert hill. I don't remember if it was a double black diamond hill or not, but I fell the entire time. Like, I would get up on my skis and point down and then fall. And then get up and point my skis down and fall. And get up and fall. I fell down the entire mountain. It was my brother and my sister laughed at me the entire way. I fell the entire hill. And I kept getting up and I kept falling. It was so straight down, I was terrified. I don't know if that was a double black diamond.
Number 97.
Oh, we're almost done.
Run a marathon.
Yeah.
Oh, that was 98. Sorry, I skipped 97.
Oof.
All right, so yes for run a marathon. Learn to bartend. I did.
I've bartended. I have learned. Yeah,
Sarah did. She was forced to bartend at City Improv.
I was. I made like 50 bucks that night. Oh, that's right. It was sweet.
Lindsay in the chat room has been to the Holy Land experience, so she can check that off.
Number 99.
99.
Look into your child's eyes, see yourself, and smile.
Yes. Did you do it, Dave?
He's doing it right now. He's not smiling. She's smiling, but he's not.
Done.
100. Reflect on your greatest weakness and realize how it is your greatest strength.
Wow.
It's awkward.
All right, how am I doing?
Are a failure at life.
Oh, you certainly enjoy life. Nice job. That's all we got, guys.
All right.
What were the other options?
What is it?
Does it say how many we got?
54.
We've done 54 things?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Holy crap.
That's not too bad. Good job, Millie. That's not too bad.
If we can split that down, I've probably done two.
I'm impressed with us.
You did quite a few of those, Dave. Yay, us.
Yay.
You got the playing the instrument.
Yes.
And playing it well.
And playing it, or whatever it was said. Let's all say goodnight to Millie.
Good night, Millie.
How much longer is the show going to be? I think we should just wait.
Should we wait this out?
Yes.
All right. Probably another 15 minutes. At most.
What else do we have to talk about?
I don't know. That certainly did take up a lot of time.
Right, it's 9:30 your time.
What, baby? What, baby?
Oof. Adam, your computer came unplugged. I almost lost you.
I did?
Well, my computer for your computer became unplugged. I almost lost you. What's that with the phone? Well, I guess that was, you know what, for 100 things to do before we die.
On our 100th show.
On our 100th show is not bad.
That's not bad.
I was also given a couple other things we could have talked about. The 100 best inventions. And I'll just tell you, number one is the personal computer.
Oh.
That beat out the wheel.
Really?
Yeah. The phone, or the internet was number four, and automobile number three. Light bulb number seven. Radio 11.
What about fire?
Fire. Let's see.
Did not make the list.
farming, sorry. For some reason, there's only 50 here of the best 100. I don't know why the rest isn't there. But it wasn't in the top 50, sorry. The other was the top 100 cartoon shows. And number 100 was Josie and the Pussycats.
And number one was?
I'm jumping to number 10.
Okay.
Number 10 is Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that is. Number 9, the Flintstones.
Okay.
Number 8, Futurama. Number 7, Family Guy.
Okay.
Number 6 is The Tick.
Wow.
Number 5 is Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
4 is South Park. 3 is the Looney Tunes. 2 is Batman the Animated Series.
1 is The Simpsons, isn't it?
And number 1 is The Simpsons.
Yep, that makes sense. I mean, they've been on forever.
So they're best 100s. And just to let you know that on April 21st, the Cunard ocean liner RMS Aquitania was built by John Brown and Company and launched at awesome. On the River Clyde. So 100 years ago, next week. Bet you didn't know that.
I didn't.
So another waste of podcast. That's show number 100. The Subdued Show. Yeah. We made it 100 shows, Adam.
We did.
There was... we've been through a lot of changes in the past 100 shows. We've seen cast members come and go.
That's right.
But the consistency is you, Adam. You are the consistency.
There's been a couple I missed, but not on purpose.
You and I have been the most consistent parts of the show.
That is true. That is true.
And then Sarah has been fairly consistent.
Fairly.
Fairly consistent.
And Nick is kind of consistent here and there. And Aaron... follows the other side of the consistency. If they were put together, they would be perfectly consistent. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, excellence. I'm happy.
Yay!
I had fun tonight. I'm glad we did a show because we almost didn't.
I know, and I'm glad we did.
I almost thought, you know what? We should wait for the knuckleheads to be here. But, you know, time waits for no man.
That's right.
If there's one thing I've learned about 100 things we need to do with our lives, waiting is not one of them. So, you got anything new coming up? Any more improvisational comedy shows?
I have an improvisational comedy show on the 19th.
The 19th?
Yep.
And where is that going to be at? Oop. You still there?
Kirkwood Steamboat Room.
Ah, Kirkwood.
Kirkwood Steamboat Room.
Kirkwood Steamboat Room.
That's right.
And
19th at 8.
The Kirk. And how much is
open at 7?
Doors open at 7. How much does it cost?
$10.
$10. Do you get any of that money?
Not yet.
All right. Were you part of the improv
Slick Fest?
Yes.
Yep, I was.
How did that go?
It went well. I taught a couple classes, which is good.
Nice.
But I didn't stay for any of the shows, so.
Kept your improv chops.
I did.
Sharp.
Did.
So you're good. You got a show coming up. Sarah, what do you got coming up?
Nothing, but Pretty Fun has been going very well.
Sarah's made some sales, Adam.
I have.
Nice.
I have. She's been cool.
Where did you ship off to just the other day?
Australia. Victoria. Melbourne, Victoria.
I should have put one of our business cards in there for the show.
Oh, yep. You should have.
Listen to another waste of podcast. Every time Sarah sells something, I'm going to put one of our cards in there.
You totally should.
And you can hear Sarah talking about nothing on another waste of podcast. So Sarah's producing stuff again, and she's selling stuff, and she's affording my crack habit. So,
good call.
I don't have a crack habit. That's on the other list of 100 things you shouldn't do.
I wonder if there is 100. Let's just check that out real quick.
100 things you shouldn't do. Build a meth lab in your kitchen. Kill a homeless man just to watch them die. Things you shouldn't do. Adam, what are you doing this summer?
I don't know yet.
You want to go to Mexico?
Oh, no. But I would really like to go to Orlando.
You like to go to Orlando?
Yep.
Are you sure you don't want to go to Mexico? My favorite band, Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, are having their annual Circus Mexicus.
Nope, I'm sure.
June 9th. And they're reuniting the original the Refreshments to play the opening set, as well as the band The Pistoleros will also be reuniting and opening, and another band, Sherman, will be there. It's a quiet resort town.
Yes, thanks, but no thanks.
Rocky Point, New Mexico.
Yeah.
All right. Mikey's going.
Okay, good. Well, you guys will have a lot of fun.
Mikey said, I told him we should go, and I said, I don't know if I have enough money. He goes, I'm going by myself. I'm like, all right. Tickets are $40.
Well, that's nothing.
For the show. And I found hotel rooms from Thursday to Sunday, $188 for the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Which is not bad. Off the beach, no less.
Yeah, that isn't bad.
So, and all the rooms have TV, DVDs, so. Just saying.
Perfect.
We should look into doing Circus Mexicus.
There you go.
As another waste of podcast. Sarah, before I go, did you find 100 things you shouldn't do?
I did, and I found 100 thing, or 10 things you shouldn't do on Facebook.
Show your penis.
Pretty much.
Correct.
Don't say you hate your job. Don't get into an argument. Don't ask for favors. Don't constantly check in. Don't party too hard.
I'm partying too hard on Facebook. Well, my favorite band is the Peacemakers and or the Refreshments and Def Leppard, but right now I played mostly Peacemaker and Refreshments music in the pre-show, and we're going to end it with a little Refreshments action, a little song called Mekong. I've got nothing going on except for trying to not be dizzy and feel better. Millie has some Dumbo to watch this week,
yeah.
So that's what's going on. I'm sure Rob's got shows, so check out Replay Chicago. And you can see Rob in Chicago if you're in Chicago. And anyone who's out there in Canada who's got friends who like to listen to random chatter, tell them to listen to us.
That's right.
And any other friends who got in other states, tell them to listen. Give us a shot because we're a good time. Show number 100, kids, under the belt. On behalf of the team, see you, see you, see you, see you, see you, see you.
See you soon. Another Mekong, please. Yes, of course you can keep the change.